Miss Brenda's Bedtime Stories, Volume 1. A Squirrel's Tale. High up in the tallest branches of the giant oak tree that grew in Rusty's backyard lived a family of fluffy gray squirrels. Each evening, right before supper, Rusty and his father would watch the furry creatures scurry up and down the trunk of the tree, collecting the walnuts Dad had placed on the ground. "I bet I could train one of those squirrels to take a nut from my hand," Rusty bragged to his dad. "Maybe if he got used to me, he'd even let me pet him." "That wouldn't be a very good idea, son," Dad explained. "As friendly as squirrels seem to be, they are still wild animals and could bite you, especially if they were frightened. And if they happened to be sick, they could give you a bad disease. Then we'd have to take you to the hospital for shots, and you know how you hate shots." "But I wouldn't scare them. I'd stay very still," Rusty insisted. "No, son. Leave the squirrels alone. Don't feed them without me." Dad tossed the last of the walnuts toward the tree. "Time to go inside for supper. Mom's making homemade pizza tonight." At the mention of his favorite meal, Rusty's stomach growled. "Yum! I'm sure hungry. How about you, Dad?" "You bet. Race you to the back door," Rusty shouted as he took off running. He thundered onto the back porch and slammed against the screen door. "Beatcha," Rusty laughed. "Not by much." Huffing and puffing, Dad charged onto the porch. "But you had a head start." "Fair and square, Dad," Rusty laughed, "'cause you have longer legs." Rusty opened the screen door and bounded into the kitchen. "Mmm, the pizza smells yummy." "Not as good as my favorite cherry pie," Dad exclaimed as he kissed Mom on the cheek. "You've been busy this afternoon." She laughed and playfully swatted Dad with the dish towel. "Go on now, hurry and wash up. The pizza just came out of the oven." All evening, Rusty could think of nothing else but the squirrels. Oh, how fun it would be to train at least one of them to eat from his hand. The more he thought about it, the more determined he became to try. As he lay on his bed in the dark, he developed a plan he knew would work. The next morning, after Dad left for the office, Mom was sorting the dirty clothes that needed washing when Rusty sauntered into the laundry room and casually asked his mother if he could feed the squirrels. Busy scrubbing grass stains off of Rusty's pants, Mom only half heard his question. "Sure, honey. Be careful." "Thanks, Mom." Rusty ran from the laundry room before Mom could change her mind. In the kitchen, he opened the freezer door and removed the bag of walnuts from the freezer. He opened the bag and scooped out a handful and stuffed them into his pockets. After putting the bag back in the freezer, Rusty looked down the hall to make sure Mom wasn't watching and then quickly ran outside. The screen door slammed behind him, sending the gray squirrel scurrying up the trunk of the tree. Rusty felt a thrill of anticipation as he made a trail of nuts from the trunk of the tree to the house and then waited on the porch steps for the squirrels to come to him. And come they did. One at a time, they darted for the nuts, coming closer and closer to where Rusty sat. To his delight, the littlest squirrel, his favorite, was also the bravest. To retrieve the last few walnuts, the tiniest squirrel inched closer and closer. Barely daring to breathe, Rusty held the last walnut between his fingers. Would the squirrel take it? The squirrel stopped less than 6 inches from Rusty's hand. The animal glanced first in one direction and then the other. He looked at the nut and then the boy. Without taking his eyes off Rusty, the squirrel inched closer and closer. Just as the squirrel extended his neck to take the nut out of Rusty's fingers, a noisy motorcycle went by, popping its engine. Frightened by the loud noise, the squirrel nipped the end of Rusty's finger with his sharp teeth as he grabbed the nut, then fled across the yard and up the tree. "Ouch!" Rusty screamed and ran inside the house, crying and holding his finger. "What happened?" Mom asked. "Are you okay?" Suddenly, Rusty remembered Dad's warning about having to go to the doctor to get shots if a squirrel bit him. He also remembered that Dad had said to leave the squirrels alone.
I jabbed myself with a sharp stick," Rusty sobbed.
Mom held his finger and studied the wound carefully. "The skin is broken and it's bleeding just a little.
I'll wash it off, put on some antibacterial cream and a Band-Aid, and you'll be fine. Rusty's finger throbbed with pain throughout the afternoon, but he didn't tell his mother. When his father came home from work, he wasn't feeling any better. "Hey, what about going out and feeding the squirrels while Mom finishes supper?" Rusty hung his head. "Nah, I don't feel like it today." He had